This time, we want to talk about childbirth methods together, whether it's natural childbirth or a cesarean section. If we compare natural childbirth with a cesarean section, the amount of bleeding in natural childbirth is, at best, half that of a cesarean. In other words, in the best case scenario, you will have about 1 liter of bleeding during a cesarean, but in natural childbirth, it doesn't reach that level. In a cesarean section, the risk of infection is much higher than in natural childbirth, and the amount of incision and damage to your tissues is much greater in a cesarean than in natural childbirth. The only major advantage that can be said about a cesarean section is that it is a scheduled delivery. This is usually the case. But with natural childbirth, it is not possible to plan it precisely. A cesarean section is a forced method for delivering the baby, whereas natural childbirth is a natural process that is essentially built into the bodies of almost all women. To have a good natural childbirth experience, we need to plan for it throughout the pregnancy, both in terms of your diet and weight gain, and in terms of the exercises you do to strengthen your muscles for natural childbirth.